Kedvach. Yeah, this is a major mitzvah, Snafish. Ta'ilim came in this weather. I mean, inshallah, you walked. I can't understand that one. I don't know. It must be close to a foot outside. What are we talking about?
14.
14 inches of snow. Okay, Gvald.
Now you took two rulers together to measure more.
Okay, basically, Lamaisa tonight's shiur is a Maima Muzga, so it works out well. It's a new inyan, and hopefully we'll finish the entire inyan tonight. It's the inyan of Kimlei B'Derabimine, that if Yechayiv Misa B'Shas Maisa, while the person did a Gneva or whatever it is, he'll be potter for the chiyuve gneva, chiyuve mazik. The adinim kim leiram red is a chiyuve dinei shemayim. There's a lot here, and it really covers two simanim, shinun and shinun aleph. Both are small simanim. Hopefully, we'll go through both simanim tonight. Just to start off, I guess, with a story. This is a true story. Maisa shaya kachaya. A number of years ago, I got called from a rov in somewhere in New Jersey. We'll leave out the city, but somewhere in New Jersey, he called me up in Nebuch. There was a teenage bracha who was driving a car on Shabbos. I guess he's a child at risk, and he was driving on Shabbos. He passed the risk, and Nebuch, the kid, swerved off while he was driving, and he crashed. But where did he crash? He went off the road. He smashed through the fence, the metal fence of the shul, and landed on the front yard of the shul on Shabbos. That was a mice. It means he needed hashgacha pratis, like to teach him a lesson. You know, there is a rabbi shalom, but that's what happened. So the Rav called me up. He did extensive damage to the fence, to the whole front yard of the shul. And the Rav called me up. Is he allowed to go to be mechayiv the person? Or is there a problem with kimim l'derabim? He was driving on Shabbos and he caused this hezek while he was driving. So maybe there will be a p'tur of kim l'derabim.
Did he have asra?
He didn't have asra. No, he did not have asra. But the shayla is the... Do you need the right? We hold that this kim le'drami in by chayvei shegin. So, and if he's part of the kim le'drami, just because the kid doesn't know, he doesn't want to accept the money. Maybe he should tell the kid or whatever it is. He wants to be elok, whatever the halacha is. What's the halacha? That's what's his shayla. And hopefully, Belina tonight, after we go through shinun and shinun aleph, and we get the klolim, the yisaidis of kim le'drami, Belina will go back to revisit the shayla.
I don't understand the shayla.
Sorry?
Insurance.
Go to it?
Insurance.
Right.
So the child is the Gemon insurance?
No, the child is the Gemon the kid. I don't know if you have insurance on the car. Maybe it is. Maybe it was an uninsured. Maybe it was a... okay. And it can happen. If you go with the insurance, maybe you talk. Okay, go with the insurance. Sorry? I didn't hear the sequel, but that was the Maisa Shahaya. So Belina, hopefully tonight we'll get to it. Let's first go through the Klolim, and there's a lot of Yisoidis here. We'll try to do our best. Let's see. Shinnun. Shinnun is a very small simin. Gonav chelbo shechaveri. If someone stole the chelev of shechaveroi, which is an isek kares to eat, va'achloi, and he ate it, the halach is meshalom loy dmei chelbo. He has to pay for the chelev that he ate. That's the whole simin. What's pshat? So if you look in the sma, this massive kanala, v'loy amrinan, and we don't say, dekimlei b'dirabe minei, Kevin the Chay Malkus Vakaris Achilis Chalev, Yifta Mimenu, just like you didn't going of Kispe Shabbos, just like if you steal a Kispe Shabbos, Vigorolo Shisarabim, and you bring it, you slap it to Shisaram, so you have a Chiv Misa of Havara on Shabbos, the Potter, Mitashlum Mimaman, the Kumash Kosova, Tuva Machabe, Bereisim, and Shachazeh, and Shinun Aleph, the Loidami. Why? The Hacha Chiv Maman Ba, Miyachik Bia Chalev Lagoinva. The second he lifted up the Chalev, right then he's already Chai for stealing the Chalev. The Chiv Malkus, the Karis Lochalalov, Ela Achakak Beshas Achila. So since it didn't come at the same time, very important you saw it, there is no Kim Leb Dramine. Kim Leb Dramine is only if the Chiv Miso and the Chiv Maman happens at the exact same time. Of a base yesiv cost of daliba de kulia machayev gamkin betishlim yekefel, and in such a case you also chayev betishlim yekefel. The machaber loy kosui kandul ari bedin kefel dalat veheishin and neigin bezman hazeh. And like we said before, kama shakasim maram the ramah b'sim shemimches ba'gav seftalit. The machaber kiseidu will leave out all the dinim of kefel and dalat vehei. Memel he skirted this issue. He just brought down the simple halacha that if you're going of chelev you're going to be chayiv and like tisma. The reason why there's no accumulated rabbanei is because the chiv geneva happened at the beginning and the chiv karis didn't happen until the end. Now, the truth be told, if you look in the Torah over here, there's an arichas dvarim of all the dinim of kefil and dalet vehei, and even the tisma continues and brings down bekitza the dinim, the chedushay dinim in the Torah. But the Mechaber left it out because Mechaber is not dealing with Kefon Dalet Vehei because Bezvan Hazeh, it's not Negea. So basically, so what did the Mechaber really do? Just tell a simple halacha. I'm not even sure. Maybe there is a chiddush in this halacha. Maybe there's no chiddush in this halacha. But certainly, he tried to keep it to the simonim of the tour. Because the tour has an arichas here. If he's going to skip this halacha and jump into Shin and Aleph, then he's missing Shin Nun and it will be off on the simonim. I'm going to see, believe that Shin Nun Beis, the Mechaber does the exact same thing. This is Mamish no chiddush, and he just brings it. The Gaon says he brings the Rabbi just to keep the Simanim of the Torah intact. Fine. Now, if you look in.
Why should he bring it?
What? This?
Yes,
oh, and Shinnun Beis over there, not Shinnun Aleph. Shinnun Beis is a Zaitika thing that is not Negea.
Shinnun,
if you hold that there's a Chiddush here, the Chiddush is to tell you this din. No, but he has to tell you something. He's not going to tell you something that. What's a Chiddush here? That you don't take him to Rabbi because it happened at two different times?
Yeah.
Okay, so look at the Shach. The Shach says, V'lahutruchul azeh. In the Shiv Siv Kotn Aleph, second line, the Tzma didn't have to say this. The Bishas Le'amin and Hachi, El Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akana, the three Le the Chayv Ikris is Potem Mitashlumin. Avali Didan that we pass in Dole Kaim Olamkrim Nechunya, Hacha Belav Hachi Chayv. We hold that Karis is not enough to pat a Chiv Mammon. You need a Chiv Mises Bezdin to pat a Chiv Mammon. So here, if it's only a Chiv Karis, so anyway, there's no Din Kim Le the Rabbanei. So no Chiddush.
He's telling you, in any way, it's not possible to
be
chayiv.
Why
can't I say that?
Well, anyway, we don't pass the chinuch
nechunim
in the kolnis. What's a chilek?
That's the
asra
over here.
Even an asra, also the malkish. Oh, so that's going to continue. Makom malkum nafkeminu mitam zeh ilu hisru boy. Had they given him asra, the kaimalon dein loikum mashalem. Forget about it. Don't we hachak karis? Karis taka doesn't work. But there's a new din of a. A new, it's like Kim Ledram, Raja Kim Ledram, and Misa Mammon, so do there's a din like a Kim Ledram between Ein Leiko and Mashalim. And Memela, if you had Asra on the eating of the Chalev, you would be, the person would get Malkus. And Memela, we'd have a din Ein Leiko and Mashalim. Vafilachi Kam Mashalim Veleika, why did Mashasak Ba Chai Bekefel on Milky Lelaki Achasachila? Then we would need this Mas Chiddish that you could be Chayiv on the money, even though you had Asra for the Malkus, because you don't have the din Ein Leiko and Mashalim, because it didn't come Bevasachas. Then that would be the halacha, right? So you want to tell me that that's the chiddush? The reason I'm mechave told you is for this. So I'll tell you that even this is not so geshmak. Why? There's a halacha that we know chayvei misa is kimlei derabanei. Well, like we discussed before, even chayvei misa shegigin, we say kimlei derabanei. What about chayvei malkius shegigin? Do we say kimlei derabanei? No, it has to be. In Loika Mesham, we hold the Chayv Malkus Shegin, we do have a Chiv Tashlum. It's only if you get Malkus, but without the Malkus. So if the person A didn't have Asra, so he's not going to get Malkus, then in a Chanami he will have a Chiv Tashlum. So there's no Chiddush. Elamai, the Chiddush is when they actually got Asra, so that is a Shach and Shin Lamet Ches, if cotton base, that the Shach holds that the din of Chayv Malkus, to have a din of Ein Loika Meshalim, you have to have a din. To have Malkus. You have to have actually get a Malkus, at least a Psak Bezin that the guy gets Malkus. Memela Bizmana Zeh, Soktashach, that is no din Malkus. Bizmana Zeh, we don't paskin Malkus, we don't give anyone Malkus, we'll never have the din of Ein Loika Umashalim. Bizmana Zeh, even a Hisru boy blibes like a Loy Hisru boy. No, so then the Vayit Yishreh. So what is the Chiddush of the Machab? Karis, we don't pass the Kukrim in the Akana. And Malkus is only negated by Hisrubay. And Bizman Azad, even with Hisrubay, it's like Lo Hisrubay, because there's no Malkus. So what do you need this Alakha for? No Chiddush.
Say
a different case, which is Lamaisa. Give a case, I don't know, give the next case, I'm talking about Misa, and give a case that's not Be'idna. Which rather the Mechaber does do in Shinnun Aleph. But what does he need this whole Teretz is, I believe, that he's just trying to keep intact this Simani HaTorah. You could argue, but fine. If you look in the Shach over here, Kosef HaRambam, it's like, I don't know, about a 14, 15 lines from the top on the page of Shinnun Aleph, by the two dots, it says, Kosef HaRambam, it says Perek Gimel, it's really supposed to be Perek Beis, Meuchitz Genevo, Vezelo Shainai, Gonav Truma, Bibailim HaYisraelim, if someone steals Truma from Yisraelim, now Yisraelim can't eat Truma, he has to give it to a coin, Shefri Shua, the Yisraelim were mafresh the truma, but they didn't yet give it to the Kohen, and now it came along a ganav and stole this truma from the Yisraelim. Einu mishalem tashlim yekefal. He doesn't pay tashlim yekefal. Why? She'ein lehem ba ela teves hana'a, ve teves hana'a einu mamon. The Rambam's mechadish, it's a shayla in the Gemara, of teves hana'a is mamon or not. What does the Bailam have when the mafresh truma, what do they have in this chayfetz? Nothing. They don't own the truma, so to speak. They can't eat it themselves. They can't keep it. They got to give it to the Kohen. But they have the right to decide which Kohen to give it to. So they have Teves Hanah. They can use it and give it to a Kohen, to be mative to a Kohen, whatever it is, get Teves Hanah from the item. This Ganav, when he steals this Truma, he's not stealing Mamon Shah Yisrael, he's stealing Mamon Shah Kohanim, which the Yisraelim have Teves Hanah in. The Rambam Paskins Teves Hanah ain't a Mamon, and Memeilo Yenat Chayiv Kefon. There's a Shach in Reish Ayin Vav. Sorry? Abani, now how could he steal someone's? First, yeah, but he still has Teves Hanah. He has a Schus Teves Hanah. He has something in it. You're being maps at him that Schus Teves Hanah.
I'm saying to Grumma, I don't know what dinner is, but Lamaisa to say to steal, you have to steal something. You have to have a Chatzi Pruta, something like that, a Kolshu.
Oh, yeah.
You stole
a Chavis that he has Teves Hanah. You want to know if you're either this a Gneva or is it just Mazik? You're maps at him Teves Hanah? I don't know.
I'm saying for a year with the
Kefal,
we have no reference
to the Kefal. Okay, Pashtis, there's a Nissa.
I think it's a good thing to do.
Right. The Shach in Reishayin Vav Sivkan Dalet takes it to the next step and holds that just like Tevis HaNoah Zeinu Mamon, there's no Chiv Kefal, so to Tevis HaNoah Zeinu Mamon, and you can't mon the Karen. Let's say the Yisraelim now go after this Ganav and say, give me back the Truma that you stole from me because I want to give it to my friend, the Kain. The Shach says, and he can't be Maitzi that Mamon, even that Karen, because Tevis HaNoah Zeinu Mamon, he's not the Bailam of the Chavis. He has Teves Hanah. No, he lost his Teves Hanah. The Maaseh, the many Achreinim will argue with the Shach. It sounds like the Ramah over there might not hold it like a Shach. That a Zayvait, it is your moment, so to speak, that you could mun back the Karen. So you'd be able to mun the Chavis back from the Ganav, but the Ganav is not Chayiv Kefal. That's the Ramam Shita. A few lines later, he brings the Rava Magid, quotes Yesh Cholkin. And he says, it's like five line lanes. Va'yesh chokun hu rabbeinu chananol ve'eviu harosh ve'ran seyper kish mekadesh u'mash misham gam ken shemaskimun lezeh gam harosh misayim adivir rabbeinu chananol v'chein halacha v'chein kazav harit v'asham b'shem rabbeinu chananol v'ramban u'mash misham shem gam hu maskim lezeh v'chein evi b'yisiz lelosim lamed zayin chuvis redvop u'pasku rabbeinu chananol v'ramban de teves hanoh is mamen. So now you have a makleik as we showing him whether teves hanoh is mamen or not. Couple lines later, the Shach says, Niradasa Rambam Iko, he passes like the Rambam, the Teves Hanah is Eina Momen. There's Arichas Gedoyle here in the Shach, and we go to the next page, all the way come out at the end, three lines from the end of the Shach, he says, V'chei Nira Das Harav, which is the Ramal El Simin. Says Samak Zayin is supposed to be Lamed Zayin Siftes. The Simen Pei Zayin Sif Lamed Zayin is really supposed to be Sif Lamed Hey. The Simen Reish Zayin Zayin Sif Vav. The Chayin Ika. That the Ramah is Mashman, all these places that Teves Hanah is Einu Mamen. So at the end of the day, you have a psak of the Hachra of the Ramah and of the Shach that Teves Hanah is Einu Mamen. When Mele, if someone steals this Teves Hanah, it would come out that there's no Chiv Kefal. And like we said, there might not even be a Chiv Keren. You might not even be able to be Moitzi this from the Ganif. Okay, it's a Maima Muzga, but I guess the Shakpur down here, I'm going to bring it down here as well. It has its nafkaminas, a mashul agabi ribis, if Teves Hanah is in your moment, if you only pay with Teves Hanah, it might not be a ribis to Raisa, might be only be a ribis to Rabban, and there's Chavis Das on it, whatever. It's a major mavuchan, really the Kohenim Shprad, that it could be in some places Teves Hanah is in your moment, some places Teves Hanah is in your moment. But at least lagabi this, stealing Teves Hanah from somebody, we paskin, or the Raman Shak paskin, that is, that Teves Hanah is in a moment. All right, fine, let's go on, let's move on to Shinan Aleph, which is really what we're leading up to, which is again the Kolam of Kimlai B'Darabim Nei. Yidin Agoin of Kis B'Shabbos Abaisif Echad, Zakta Mechaba, Yesh Ganav Shepotim Elishalem, Amol Agana could be potter from paying, Ve'ize Zeh. What is the case of a Ganav that's potter from paying? Sheba Imatashlum and Chiv Misa. Together, with the Tashlum, together with the Chiv Gneve, came a Chiv Misa. Kugoin, what's the case? Hagoin of Kis B'Shabbos, He did not yet lift it in Nushazam, so he was never coin it yet in Nushazam. He didn't make a Maisagba. He schlepped it out of the Nushazam into the Nushazarabim. And it got lost over there. The halacha is Kim Lev Deramne. Why? Because the Chiv Gneva and the Chiv Shabbos came by Vazakas. When he schlepped it out of the Nushazam into the Nushazarabim, right then is the Chiv Shabbos. It went from Nushazayaka to Nushazarabim. And right then you have a kinyan as well. What's the kinyan that you have? So really it's a machlekes in the Gemara. When we discuss this in Shemem Ches, it's Kedai Techaza, two mandiyam in the Gemara, because we know Mashiach is not koine b'shez Rabim. Only Hagba is koine. Mashiach has to be in your own b'shez or a private domain. It can't be b'shez Rabim. So the Gemara says, no, you put your hand right in Rishus Ram, right next to the guy's Rishus, and the Megara V'yetzi right outside of his Rishus into your hand, and at that point you were koine with your hand, Yad, whatever, Hagba, whatever kinyan you made, let's say Rashi, you made a kinyan Yad, and right then you were koine, and the memeli of the Chiv Geneva, and the Chiv Shabbos Boin Keachot. The next Monday, Yom, the Gemara says no, that like Ravina says that no, that even though Mashiach is not koine kolatere kula in Rishus Arabim, but for Gneva, Mashiach is koine Rishus Arabim. And you don't need to put your hand there. Just schlepping it into Rishus Arabim is enough. You were koine Gneva with the Mashiach you just did in Rishus Arabim. The smell over here brings down the first pshat that you put your hand there. And the Sman Shimon Ches does the same thing. However, if you look, the Stimus of Mechaba doesn't mention it. So the Goyin in Sivkan Aleph says, Kein hu loshen ha-Rambam, u pasak vaistayis to Mechaba, the Rambam was pasak kirevinu sham, that we pass him like a Ravino, Katir Tzri, Betaisis, that this Mashiach would be kind of Mashiach Ram for Gnev, even though in Kala Terekula Mashiach is not kind of Mashiach Ram. Avalatur Kosov, Katir Tzri, Ravashi Sham, Veravacha, that he also know that you put your hand there. So it's a machlekes how we pass in the Torah with the Mechaba, but the Goyin learns that the Mechaba paskins know we pass on Keravina that you are koine for Gneva Mashiach b'shez Rabbim, and mainly you don't need to put your hand there. So the Goyin and Rebemis, it's Reki Vega and Shim Mem Ches, the same thing. Reki Vega, when the Sman Shim Mem Ches brings down this din that Mashiach doesn't work just Rabbim, only when your hand's there, Reki Vega jumps on the Sman and says, no, the Stimus and Mechaba over here is that we pass on like Ravina. Mamash like the Goyin. So you have a Goyin and a Reki Vega, Taiches of the Mechaba, that you koine Mashiach b'shez Rabbim. Fine, not like the Sman. So good. So here you have a case, Boyin Kechot. So you have Gneva and Shabbos Boyin Kechot. Gewaldik. Comes along the Ramah. Let's say you didn't lose it. Oh, if you didn't lose it and it's still banned, you're going to see the Ramah's going to tell you that Avadi is going to have to give it back, cause man it's banned. It's just if it's lost, it's not banned, and all you have is a chiv domim, a chiv mamin. That chiv mamin is the kim lebedrav, and they patis you from that chiv mamin, and you won't have to pay. That's what the Ramah's going to do right now. Let's see the Ramah. Aval, im avdoi achekach, if you didn't lose it over there right away, or didn't lose it by itself, but rather, Avdo achekach, you lost it later on, you are mazik it later on, chayiv, you are chayiv. You chayiv, the kosher kein amadayin hu ben shechayiv lakzeir. And certainly if it's still around, you're mechuyiv to give it back. And that's really Gemara. The Gemara says that if it's still around, you have to give it back. En echanami, there's kimalei derabine, but kozman it's ben, you got to give it back. Sorry? Oh, what happened to the assay? We're going to see. It's pashis. It could be without an asay. We're going to get to the ksais that there's no chiveshah because that's also kimalei bedrab memnei. It's just that if it's banned, it still belongs to the owner. Memela, it still is. It's rightfully his. So you got to give it back. But
leave it here.
Yeah, nagrami. So leave it there. Nagrami. But he has a right to take it. The owner has a rightful. He has the rights to it. Right, according to the ksais. The ksais, if you want, I've got the ilum is hand hacking it now. So I guess we'll do it now. Look at the ksais in Sivkot Gimel. Nir lani is daiti. It's like two lines into Sivkan Gimel. Nir lani is daiti. The avagav do lo mahani le mikni. Mekomokam einu mechayv ba'ashava. Kumoy ba'amo. De gana v'gazel mechayvim ba'ashava. De ksevetsh es ha'sek zelo. Avazeh shegona b'shabes. Kemen de kumle b'derabim inay. Des kumle b'derabim inay. Ein anu mechayvim oisoy klum ashas ha'gnevo. Ella betavre biyadayim. If he breaks it, then he's a mazik. Ava itva memeli's potter. I'm going to get to it. One second. V'mkeim emela nami enu meskay v'ashava ela delay kani aisa. You just not kind of. Afilu b'shem nami enu b'chi v'ashava ela b'aylam. Kumash k'savti b'tzim kuf tzadi ches. It's supposed to be sivkan. Hey, ela d'chom makum shu b'shus b'aylam hu v'terek ashava ela b'aylam hu. The k'sais holds that avada kimle dramine patis v'fum chi v'ashava as well. Just if it's ben, it still belongs to the b'aylam. See, it's like shemim. You're shemim an item. You don't have a chiv hashava, but avada you can't keep it. It belongs to the owner, and the owner has a right to take it back. But you don't have a chiv hashava. That's how the ksois touches it up. So good. So but let's go back to Rama. Avalim ibday acheka chayv. But if you break it later on, you're going to be chayv. Because since kolzman the chayvitz be'en, it still belongs to the bailam, so it's still his chayvitz. And later when you break it, you're not. You're no longer chayiv in a chiv misa. So now we'll dan you for the new misa that you did. When you smash it later on, when you mazik it later on, we'll get you later on for mazik, and then you don't have a chiv. You don't have a ptur come lib zedamene. Mamela, that's what the Rama is saying. Kozman, if it got lost by itself, avada yapata. But if you break it later on, when you no longer have a chiv misa, then you're going to be chayiv. A kozkin and madaino ben avada chayiv lagzirai. That's the first shita. Good. V'yeshayimim, the second sheet, sh'me'enui be'en, if it's no longer around, b'chol inin patim l'shalem, even if you actually broke it. You damaged it, you broke it, you're still going to be potter. So you have two machloikis. So let's just bekitza. If it's not around by itself, avadi yapati yachiv domin that came, b'shasta itzol, b'shasta gneva, then you had a chiv misa, and it's kimle deramine. If it is around, avadi, you got to give it back. The machloikis is only if you broke it later on. If you did a mazik later on, could we get you for this new chiv mazik or not? First sheet holds avada, you're going to be chayiv, because now there's no longer chiv misa. And the second sheet holds the yapata. The shayla is $1 million cash. Why yapata? What could be prat in the second shita? Why should be a prat? There's no longer a chiv misa. So if you look in this massive cotton hay, b'chol inyim patim l'shalim, tamayu, d'miyad shahitzi ha'kis, chayv misa. The second you brought out the kiss, which is from yichay misa. V'lo paka minei isa, and that chiv wasn't paka, because he's still the mishas, you're still there, you're still holding by that. V'sulu chayv alav chiv mamen kim du chayv misa d'kim le'd rabinei. Since you already were over the Chilul Shabbos, and it's still kind, the guy still deserves Chiv Misa because of his Chilul Shabbos that he did. Memela, now he's going to be Pata from the moment, even if he does a new Maisa Mazik later on. So the Ksai says, like this matcha come out, that even if she became a Chayim Nami Pata, a guy does a Chiv Shabbos, and then later on, he's walking Shusram, he smashes cars and vehicles as he goes along. Since the Chiv Shabbos is still Aymir Olam, he's going to be Pata, because Kim Lay the Ramini. Hagavatska, are you talking? What's going on? Right? And the Ksais bombs, he doesn't know what's going on. And really, we should. But before we go to the Ksais, let's go to the Shach. The Shach says, he holds Tzarchin Menolei Ha. Bechlali is. How? He goes the other way around. Menolei, he's going on the first sheet in the Ramah. The first sheet says, Avam Avda Akakach is Chayiv. That you're going to be Chayiv because he did a new Maisa Mazik. Frek the Shach, Menolei Ha. How did Ramah know that if you're Mazik later on, you're going to be Chayiv? Well, the Tur Lesa came. The Tur never said this. The Torah brought down such a shita called from Rabbeinu Yeshaya, but he was talking about a case of by Machteris. The case was that he stole through Machteris, a Baba Machteris that didn't like a Roy Diff, and you can kill him every second, so there's Kimle Bidiramine. But state in the Rabbeinu Yeshaya that if after he goes home, he's no longer in the Baba Machteris, he's no longer in a matzav of a Roy Diff, and then he breaks it, the Rabbeinu Yeshaya says you're going to be Chayev for Mazik later on. So the Ramah seems. Came from there and says, well, then by Shabbos, if you break it later on, you're going to be chayv. Frekteshach, no, menolai ho. V'tur lesa kein alagabe machteres. And what's the reason? Mishum demiyad sheyetzei mi machteres. Sulo mechayv misa. He's no longer under the influence of a chayv misa. Avul hacha, but by Shabbos, yesh loima, kevin da adayin imid b'chiv ha-misa de Shabbos, pata kishavdai. Maybe everyone will hold over here when you mazik later on your pata, because he's still under the influence of this chayv misa of Shabbos. Neshach, also, what's going on? Well, what does this mean? You're still under the influence of Chiv Misa. There's no such thing. You Chiv Misa, and that's now weitergegangen. Now you're having a new Chiv Mammon. What's going on? So Batim, really what's shot in the Gemara? Let's go. It's really Machlokes Rishonim had attached the Gemara. The Gemara says when it's Be'en, you have to give it back, but when you threw it into a river, you're Pata. So you could be Matzchik, the Gemara means someone else threw it into the river. And let's say you're a Pesheya, but you don't have a Nechivim on it, because Kim Lidramne, at this time you stole it, none of the Chivim Machal, even Chivim Mainz in on Nachal, even Chivim Pshia Nachal, like some Seif and Shuvah, I think Kilam Gimus, much like that, you don't even have Chivim Pshia, good. So you could still be Potter, maybe that would be Pshat, good. But Kipshute, the Gemara's mentioned that you threw it into the river. So if you threw it into the river, what's going on? So if you threw it into the river, Mamish, Bavasachas, why you being Chayiv Misai here? But it's very hard to accomplish. Pashas, you stole it, and then you threw it into the river. That's a machlokes we shouldn't have attached to the Gemara. Are you pot even if you threw it into the river later on? Or only im hagneva, im the Chayiv Misa, did you throw it into the river? So you look at the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah brings down both Pshatim. He paskins, which is Mashmoy the Ramah, that that's how the Ramah paskins, that you're Chayiv Taka. Right, the stam v'akakei shemrim. Sounds like the Ramah holds that the Ikki is like, you're really Chayiv. But in the Shita holds that you're part of the Yad Ramah says a Pshat. What's Pshat? Not like this man, the Shach. The Yad Ramah says a different Pshat. Yad Ramah says that Hayoyz, everything came from the mach, from the first Maisa Geneva that you did. You stole an item worth, let's say, $10. And now you broke that item. Let's say, had you not have a Chayiv Misa, let's say it would have been a regular Sunday, you didn't steal on Shabbos, you did this on Sunday, you'd be chayiv for the Geneva, and then when you broke it later on, you wouldn't be chayiv a second time for the Geneva, you only be chayiv once for the item. It all came out as that Geneva. And on that Geneva, not chayiv Geneva, you have a chayiv Mises Kim Lederamine. So the fact that Grada later on you mazik it, it's one long Geneva Arichna, and it all came from that original Geneva, and the Mela, since on the original Geneva, you're part, you can be part even for being mazik later on. That's the Yad Ramah. He holds like to Tavra Vishasya. If you steal when it's worth one and it goes up to four and you Tavra Vishasya, the reason why you Chayiv Dalit is because Sakti Yad Ramah is because you were Maisif on the Maisa Geneva. Because initially you only Chayiv one and now you went up, so now you Chayiv four. So you did something more to it. Mashenkin over here, it's the same item, same value. It was always worth 10 and still worth 10. The only reason why you were Pata initially is because the Zaitka problem Kim Ledravane, but Be'etim, you already did your full Geneva on the 10 of the value of the Chayivitz. So the fact that you were Mazik later on, you won't misif anything in the Geneva, and Memelo, you'll have the regular din Kim Ledramine. That's what the Shita HaPiteres holds. That second Shita is because, not because Shabbos continues, not because the Chiv Misa continues, forget. Chiv Misa is only Bishas the Geneva, but it works the other way around, because the Mazik now is an extension of the original Chiv Geneva, and that original Chiv Geneva has a Ptur Kim Ledramine. That's the Lamdas. Lamdas is Shabbos is right away, but everything you do, it all goes back to the Chiv Geneva that happened at the beginning. But for Nisman Neshach, you see a different pshat. That no, Geneva, it's a new Geneva, but somehow Shabbos continues. That Issa Misa Shabbos continues, I don't know how long, maybe till the end of Shabbos. I don't know how long it is, but it still continues and you're under the influence, and that's why you're Potter. And the Pella is what's going on. There's another pshat, and the other pshat is the Bala Mar. Nexois brings this down, and he holds that he didn't like the smart, the shark. He holds his two pshatim. There's what we call the Balamon, and the Ramban. The Ramban tak holds you chayiv, like the first pshat, and Balamon holds you pata. Why you pata? So, tiktois, if you look on the first column, it's Sifkot and Beis, it's about a dozen lines from the top towards the end of the line. It says, Kamash Malon, the Shani din roidif me din gazlan. The roidif me chimata le yode kenaneo bedomim mi hai shaita. Right when you stole it, since you have accumulated nominate, you actually were kind of the chayfetz. You actually own the chayfetz. That's Rav. Rav in the Gemara holds that you own the chayfetz. You're not even chayv even if it's ben. We don't paskin like Rav. We paskin kozal and it's ben, you got to give it back. But Rav holds that since there's no chiv hashava, and it's kimulei deramnei, right away you're kind of the chayvitz legamri. Even though when it's be'en, you got to give it back. That's mavun the Gemara. We don't paskin like Rav like that. That's because it's a chumahu de rami rabbanan ale de leda mamayna lamare kevan de isa be'ene. It's a special de rabbanan. Means midaraisa, you were kind of the chayvitz legamri. Rav actually holds like that. Rav holds that kimulei deramnei, you own the kind of chayvitz. You don't have to give it back even if it's ben. Memele, if you break it later on, you broke your own item, not Yenim's item. Yenim's item, you're ready to koina. It's your item, it's the Ganim's item. The reason why you got to give it back, cause when it's ben, is this Chumra de Rabbanan, special de Rabbanan. Memele Zaktak says, Vaino de Medina, filu ibeino kananeo. Even when it's ben, it's really kananeo. Ela de Chiesa, eno ela Chumra de Rabbanan de la de beino. Ava Michitava, when you break it, velesi beino, it's no longer around. Ukma adino de kra kananeo, bedama Michiesa beino, upata melishale. The reason why this sheet holds the apart is because really it's yours already, even when it's ben, and it's a zaika the din the rabbanan, you got to give it back when it's ben. But if it's not ben, even if you broke it, rabbanan weren't they won't mechayiv you. Avol Ramban b'mecham nisham heishiv alav zeloshani sharei mefush b'gemara the chiuk mebeshusay hanimulin yainzin, but it's not yours. Alma the medina deraisa hadri, and you really got to give it back. And if medina deraisa, you got to give it back. So if you break it now, then you're going to be chayiv for the mazik that you do. The Balamor holds that the reason why you're not chayiv for the mazik is because it was really yours. You already coined it b'shasta gneva because of kimle d'rabne, and it's only zaitik d'rabbanan that calls man it ben. You got to give it back. And the Ramban, which is the first sheet, holds no, that you weren't coined it, and the reason why you got to give it back when it's ben because meika didn't. You got to give it back. It still belongs to the nignav, and if it still belongs to the nignav, if you're going to break it later on, now you're chayiv a mazik for the nignav. That's the machlekes. And later on, he brings the shach, and he says, Tarachin menoleho of a torlesekin el makteris. First of all, that which the shach says, that menoleho, he doesn't know where the Ramah got the sheet, it's not true. He brings the shoinim, the Ramban, the Ravamagid, Avado, that this machlek is a machlekes, saiba makteris, saiba Shabbos. And he says, how could you, the shach hold, or the sma hold, that the Shabbos continues? He says, a mishnah shleimim perkama de erchin, hayetzi lehorek, someone is going out to be killed because he's chayv misa v'hizik, and he's mazik right when he's ready to be killed. Misa's bezin chayv l'shalem harei dechiv misa eni pata elo b'shas maisa v'lo achakach elo. The reason why it's this machlok is Ramban kepshutai, we really should learn like the Ramban that avadi should be chayv, and the shita peteris is only because of the balamor that really meka din, you already coined and it's just a new din d'rabbanan, you got to give it back. But if you're mazik and it's no longer around, then you don't have to give it back. Obviously, it's no longer around, and you don't have any chiv, and memela, that's why you're potter. A whole different pshat. Memeli doesn't know what's pshat in the shach and esma. If you look in the goyin, in Sifkaton Hay, towards the end of Sifkaton Hay, he says, V'divrei ashach t'muim. How could also bomb the shach? How could the shach say he doesn't know where the Ramah got this from? What do you mean? The Bamagin Mishnah Isalahedya have plucked Adin Zeh, Avada the Machlek Zeshonim is even by Shabbos. Umashe Hiksha, the Adain Bechiv Misa Koi, the Chain Kosev Beprisha, yeah, Yesh Laima, the Bekamelis of Chiyetze. It's talking about we already entered a kamalis. Now, which it says achakak means achachiyuve, you're no longer in rishus harabim. So now the goyin is already making a pshara. Means he understood this man the shach that the chiv misa zadayim kayim. But he's saying that only is kozman you're in rishus harabim. The second you leave the rishus harabim and the chavitz is now in the kamalis, now the chiv misa stops and memela now you'd be chayiv. Means what did the Ksais is on this sheet? The Ksais is, but you see, Hayetz Lahorek, just because you chayv misa from what you did a year ago, does it now give you forever you're going to be part of a mazik? So if you're going to Vada, you're never going to. It doesn't mean that the chayv misa continues. You already have a chayv misa, that's your patur forever. No. So the going is that the maisa is a Shabbos is still kaim. There's an akir from Meshus HaYochid and Anochin Meshus HaRabim. And somehow the goyin understood, I mean, and the lashon that's mas like matron like that also the iser right like pakim minei ha'iser not like pakim minei ha'misa avada the misa is still there and the misa is not going to pata the iser the maisa iser that you did for Shabbos is still kaim as long as the chevet is still munich b'shus rabim, so it's still in its hanocha state of your havara from b'shus rakat b'shus rabim, so it's somehow one long. Havaris, I don't know, it's just a rabbim, and it's one long chiv misa. Memela calls man the chevet silber shus rabbim. You're gonna have a chiv misa. Memela p'torkim ledam. The second you bring the chevets into a karmelis, oh, so now the ma'isa Shabbos ended. Now if you mazik it, now you're gonna be chayiv. And that which the shita holds a yepata is only when you mazik it in rishus rabbim. You mazik it still under the influence of your ma'isa Shabbos, of your issa Shabbos that you did. It's still. It's hard to explain.
Maybe
it doesn't sound like that because the issa we're talking about is from Mishus Hayoch to Mishus Harabim. That's what the Gemara says, right? When we're talking about going to kiss Mishus Hayoch to Mishus Harabim, Moshkel to Mishus Harabim.
Right, not from them, but it's
a guy. Oh, if he did a new issa Shabbos,
right.
If he did a new issa Shabbos, he did a Havaris Dal Ramis, and look, even the first sheet should hold Yapata. So what's the machlokes? Everyone knows that if you have kimle damne, right? The chiv misa ended, so to speak, because the chiv maisa Shabbos ended when you did the anok rishus ram, and now you kicked it. So now what do you do? Now you smashed it. Whatever you did, now you're mazik it. But zok the guy, as long as it's still munak rishus ram, that maisa Shabbos is still around. We could say in the guy, which is the Ksais of Deaconess Ma, is that yes, maybe, that calls man it's munubishas rabim, and you break even Zaitiga Zachin. You smash cars, you still behave up to Kimlan Amir, because the Maisa Shabbos is still Gaim. Only on this Chavis. Okay, I don't understand the Goyin fully, so it's hard to argue. I don't know. But it sounds like the Goyin understood the Sman Shach and he made this type of Apshar. The Ksais didn't understand it, and the Maisa is in the Rishonim, it's not Muska, such a Pshat. The Sman Shach Pshat is not there. We have two Pshatim in the Rishonim. Either Balamor, it's Taka only Midirabonin, because really Midirais, you already coin it, and that's why you put on Mazik. Or the other Pshat, like the Yad Ramah, that somehow that second Gneva is an extension of the first Gneva, and that first Gneva was under the influence of Chiv Misa. So Memel, it's Kimla Draman and on your home Maisa Gneva. But this new Pshat, Sman Shach and Goyin, I don't know, I didn't find it in any other Rishonim.
Come out that the Shach is made to the Ramah.
The Shach is made
to the Ramah, whenever you could have a case of Chayim.
If you're by Karmelis, right. It will come out like the Goyin Shach, that when you're in the Karmelis, not only the Ramah, Boshitas would hold that you're Chayim if you were Mazig it when you're in the Karmelis. Correct. And the whole Shita holds part is only because it's still Rishas Aravim. Correct. All right. Fine. That's a Maimon Muska how to teach us. Now, I would suggest we have a din. I'm just making another nafkamina. See, light the balamod. This whole din when it's banned, you got to give back. It's only midirabonan. So nuta konis chachamim. Light the ramban. No, you got to give it back because it's banned. I mean, maybe you don't have a chiva shavu like the ksais, but it's not yours. It belongs to someone else. Could be we have the achrayim say that when you steal something and kozman you're being maxic big zaylasa or big nevasa, you're even is a gneva every second. Again, you're stealing. Again, you keep on stealing it, right? What would be, in this case, the guy had accumulated the ramen at the beginning, so when it's banned, you got to give it back. But is the guy even is it derais every second? So if you learn like the Ramban, yes, it's still the Bailam's chayfitz. Every second you overlay Signaivit. Every second you're stealing. You keep on stealing his chavits. But like the Balamah, it's really your chavits, it's really the Ganav's chavits. You're ready with coin it. It's only a din derabana takona to give it back. Lehedelay, when it's ben, could be, it's not an Isignaiva. I mean, it's only derabana. So, midaraisa level, it's not a gneva. So, you won't be over an Isignaiva every second. I'm not even sure if you're even Isignaiva derabana every second.
No, you're an Isignaiva.
You're Pato's commonly derabinae. It's Pato on the Chivim. So good, I have the chim, but right now I'm being maxic in his chayfet. I'm withholding his chayfet. So I'm ever.
So you can't have more if you never did a maxic gneiva. It's not called a maxic.
It's not a maxic gneiva.
You're potter.
No, if it's mamish. One second. If it's not mamish of maxic gneiva at all, then forget. You're making it worse. Then so now the next second when you're no longer over an issa deraisa of chiv misa, now you should be mamish aganef.
Why?
Because right now you're stealing it.
Where's such a... Let's say somebody...
I want to know if the guy put it down in Shusar Amis and then he picked it up again and walked another four Amis. He walked three Amis. I don't want to be even another Sadraisa. And he walked three Amis. What would be the halakha? The first time... You're telling me the first time you had a Patur Kim Lev Deram, eh? And now the second time... One second. Now the second time, he walked three Amis and now he did a Kinyan. He did the Kinyan Mashiach. So now he was going it.
If you learn Chakra,
there's no the Chiv Einson only comes. The Chiv is only a Chiv Einson. The whole Kinyan, the Chiv Einson, it only comes with the Chiv Geneva. So not for now, it wouldn't be Chayev. You'd be Chayev. Second time, it would be Chayev. So you would be Chayev. Should come out, you'd be Chayev. So when you were Mazik it, if you threw it into the Nar, so when you threw it, at that point, you were Mavrid, okay, maybe Mavrid Dalanam, but I don't know, depending. You moved it. So let me do Lashem Hezek, not Lashem Geneva. I don't know. Lamai says it should come out, that yes, and you can make another. Because you want to know, you're suggesting that Bechla, you don't have any Kinyan and Geneva at all.
That's what he's saying, right?
Is that what he's saying? No, I don't know about that. I know, it means, I have all my Kinyan. Not only Kinyan, I own it in Gantzer. I own the Gantzer. And Loit Ramban, no, I'm a Ganif, maybe. Just, I don't have the Chiyuv of a Ganif. I'm Potter on Ointim. And I'm, according to Ksais, I'm even Potter on the Chiva Shava.
What kind of Ganif? I'm Potter, period. I'm Potter. What kind of Ganif are you?
I have Kinyanim in it, maybe.
Where
is it Nageya? I'll show you why. Here, maybe it's Nageya for Nasivis, for Shini Kaina. I want to know, this Ganif, if he's going to be Mashiach, the chavis will be kaina. Will he have the din shini kaina?
Will he have
the shini
kaina? I don't know. Maybe he's
good. I don't know. Maybe he does.
Maybe he has kinyan gneiva. Let's understand what happened here. The guy stole an item, right?
Right.
And this maisik maybe is completely potter. He's like gone.
You say, the Gadda, the Rikivegan Ksubis on the Dalit, it sounds like what you're saying. He touches up a Ritva like that. It's Kilo, like, you didn't steal, and then when you Shecht on Sunday, you can be Chayv Dalavehe. Why? Because then you stole, and it's not considered Agonim and Aganim, because what you did on Shabbos is like Kilohaya. Merely you started to steal on Sunday. That's how he, you go like that, that extreme, I hear. Mask it, then I hear. Okay, fine, that I hear. So then you went, so then Faket said, okay, you mean cause money max if you don't do a Maisa Gneva. Good, fine. But if you go like everyone else, who sounds like you did do a ready, you already were koine the item. Maybe the Torah didn't give you kinone Gneva in it, but you already, okay, let's just see this. You know, we're trying to talk ahead of ourselves. Let's see this. Look at this, see if cotton olive. Vihine, im nishtanis hagzeila, kegoin, shagonav tle, voitsiu beisa shabbis, venasa ayl, nistapati im chayv lahagzir. The caveman that ganav koina guf hagneva bishinoi, virag domim boy shlumi ala shashan gonvoi, valzeha shahukim le bidrabimine, so he'll be potter. He could keep the chayfits, and mamel will be potter. So if she holds, she needs kind of be geschmack. The guy will make a shini, now it'll be kind of the item, and now it's geschmack. Rather, the achreinim who say, maybe Arsamech, I forgot who it was, who wants to say that even if you're going to hold, shini is yet kind of, but you won't be potter. Why? Because any time that is gerecht and cheshbin, that for ointin you can't be chayef, because ointin is from the shaskenevel, but he said you'll be chayef for mishtarshi. Because that goofy that you're kind of be shini, so I gave you a chayefetz, you took my chayfetz and you coined my chayfetz. So I was mahana you with taking my chayfetz. Now, not, even worse, now it's actually yours. So then, I could be mechayu for mishtarshi at this time of the shinoi. In the time of the shinoi, there's no more chiv misa. So now I can get you then for mishtarshi for being coined b'shinoi. I won't have a chiv item. Maybe if it went down the price or up in price, whatever it is, you'll have to go bust to the shas hashinoi when you're coined, and then I will get you for mishtarshi. Okay. Correct, not the chayv itself, but right, you'd be kind of the chayv, but you owe me the damim, the hanah that you got out of the chayv, that you got from my chayv is becoming your chayv, that the chayv should belong to you. However, the nesivus falls away from this. Omnam lanir lefinis taiti, shan nigzal noitel akzela, the nigzal takes back akzela, afshin nishtanis, why, the kinyan shinui, how do you know kinyan shinui, numun mikra devashivis akzela shagazal, which we dashin, imkain shagazal yagzer, vimlav damim bama bay shlumbi, which means, vikimin that Torah. Right? If the Torah says that once you mishan, you have to pay domim, the chayv is going to remain by you. You're not going to have to give the chayv and domim, right? So from here we see that shini is koina. Good. Since the whole din of shini koina is learned down by Yishuv Zagzeilo, we came into the mokim shukim lebed rabbin ei loynis chayiv veheishiv. We don't have a chayiv veheishiv. Da afilu begzela be'en. Ein abez din yochol lokaf hagazon lekayim hashava. Just what's the din? Rak hanigz above and neto shalai kemesh katzah begzeis hachoyshin. It's supposed to be over here. Sif katan gimel. We came into einu beveheishiv. Velekalav chayiv chazara memeila lekoni agzela. To the extent that you don't have a din veishiv is akzeila, so you won't have the din shini koini either. Memel zakti nisiv is a pelet de kachidish. This ganav who steals and then is mishana de chayfetz, he will not be koini de chayfetz. Now, it doesn't mean from the nisivis that he doesn't have kinyan akzeila, like the Greek Vega said. Maybe he has kinyan akzeila, whatever that means. Just this chidish akra that shini is koina goes hand in hand with veheshiv, and to the extent Ksay says there's no chiyuv veheshiv, so then you're not going to have a kinyan shina. Now, Lamai says many achrenim argue with the nesivis and hold avadi you do have kinyan in Gneva and avadi you koine b'shina. Kimle davni patches you from chiyuvim, so you're not going to be chayiv even lezagin, you're not chayiv veheshiv, and you're not chayiv moinsin. But kinyanim you have. Kinyan Ridan doesn't take away kinyanim. If I'm koine a chayfetz on Shabbos, that means I wasn't koine the chayfetz. If I buy something on Shabbos, I shouldn't have done it. Means I'm not coining the chayv. I'm not coining the chayv. So if I steal on Shabbos, I'm a gazan, and I was coining the chayv with kinyan gneiva. Just I don't have chayuvim.
What's in the
negato? Shina. What's in the negato? What's in the negato? That you have a shame ganif, and every single second you're going to be another like sick gneiva. Come in ramli on his chayuvim, but not kinyanim. Avadi is a ganif. A hezegan, if he has kinyanim gneiva my chayvus, just he's potter from all the chayvim that come out of those kinyanim. There's a Arsa Mech at the end of Hukas Gneva, there's an Imre Bina in Hukas Dagan of Memzayin, there's Avnei Achreshin of Yasif Kambay, there's a lot of Achreinim who argue. This is like a Chikava Shaila. Is there Kinyan in Gneva or not when you have Kinyan Kim Lev Dar Amenei? It's a Kishmaka Shaila. I just want to bring out.
If it becomes a ganav every second, then you shouldn't have a chiva shava.
I don't know. In order to become a ganav with new chiyuvim, you have to make another kinyan. So you'd have to make a kinyan every second. That we want to make a kinyan that the guy wasn't continuing to be moishaker. But the issa ganeva is every second even without kinyanim. That's many akronim world. There's a nakal yitzchak native yuda. The taiches of wine, simen aleph, bezman hazeh, you can force a ganav to give back a chevetz, even though we can't dan geneva. And the Nakal Yitzchak says the reason why you force him to give it back is because you're stopping him from being over the issa. That's what you're really doing. So the issa is every second, even without new kinyanim. As long as once you were a ganav, you over, in fact, I even say it better. We had achrenu, kadusha rim was mash, we had some achrenu, Maria Asad, that they want to entertain chazanish, they were anointed, that you could be have an issa genevim without any kinyanim geneva, even to begin with. So let's say I don't go like that. Let's say we want to say, no, you have to start with the kinyan geneva. Once I got the kinyan geneva, I'll be over nisa geneva every single second. So I want to say it's enough kinyan. Like the Baal HaMor, you wouldn't be over nisa geneva every second because it's already yours.
But that's
the start with the mice. I have that kinyan that I originally did. It's not pocket of kinyan, it's pocket of chiyuvim. Kim Le'Ramni said you can't have a chiyuv moment together with a chiyuv mitzvah. So all chiyuv moment are gone. But my kinyani moment aren't gone. My chiyuv moment are gone. Now I want to just point out that this whole shmuz l'chayr is all in the Shitas Ramban. If you hold that the chayv still belongs to the nignam, so now you can dan, do I have kinyan geneva for shini, or do I have the chiddush shini or not? But if you hold like the Baal HaMor that the chayv is already yours, and it was just a din d'rabbanan when it's be'en, you got to give it back, so to clear the shayla, you have to use different lashon. It's a different shayla. The shayla is, when the rabbanim were misakin, the kozman is ben, you got to give it back. Were they misakin even if it was nishtana or not? Nothing to do with stam. Right? Stam. Gnev is over, it's already yours. Just kozman is ben, you got to give it back. Were they misakin it even when it's nishtana? And leave me oyim ali, I don't have a raya, that I would say no, they weren't misakin when it's nishtana, because what was this to rabbanan? At best, they made it like a ganav. They can't make it worse than a ganav. Every ganav who steals and is mishana the chayfiz later on is koina and doesn't have to give back the chayfiz. He pays dom and whatever it is, but he doesn't have to give back the chayfiz because he's koina bishinoi. And we don't have a new derabbanan saying that, oh, it's still considered ben, you got to give it back. So this ganav who's accumulated derabbanan dig a ganav, but he's loigoro from an emes ganav that once it's nishtana, it's not ben, you don't got to give it back. So libi oimeli, I don't have a right, that chazal in the Baal HaMor Shita, they would only misakin, because when it's ben intact without any shinoi. And once it's nishtana, avada, then you don't have to give it back and it's all over. That's what I would say. Fine. Okay, let's finish up the machav. Let's go to our shaila. We're running out of time here. I want to go back to our case of this car accident. Continues the machaba. I raise that part. Why mitashlumin shitsa shabbos v'itza gneva vezek boim keachad aval im ganav kispe shabbos v'gbiu sham b'shusa yachid. If you stole it already, no shusa yachid. V'achak kachutziu l'shusa rabim, and then you brought it out from shusa rabim v'shlich l'nor, then you're going to be chayiv l'shalim. Why? Since when you did that bar b'shus ha'yachid, you already chayv then for the gneva. So later on, when you brought to shus ramim, it's too late. You already chayv in gneva beforehand, like we saw before in shin nun by ocha chaylev, like this maspiat, right? You clean it right away, then you chayv in gneva. The fact that you ate the chaylev later on, it's too late. You're not going to have a pturkim later on. Here too, you have the chiv gneva right when you magbiyit, and the fact that you have Shabbos later on, it's not going to pat to you. Now, what does mean v'chein kol kiyaita b'asad esma says k'goyin abob b'makter? It's the same thing. In any case, you'll have chiv misa boim keechod with the mom, and you're going to be pata, and if not, you're going to be chayiv. Now, this din that the Gneva came first and then Shabbos came later on is not so poshut. Because really, we know that every Akira needs a hanochod. When I pick it up, That's when my Maisa Shabbat starts. It was not Nigba till I drop it in Rishus Harabim. I have to have a Kira and a Hanacha. The Gemara says that could be that any Chiyuvei Domim that happened from the time of the Akira till the Hanacha, Zarek Chetz, Rishus Harabim, and goes Dal Rames, and it runs through a guy's Beged on the way, is going to be Pata, because that's one long Maisa Shabbat, from the Akira till the Hanacha. So, in fact, the Gemara here too, when I pick up the Chayfetz, a Gneva, and I walk around the guy's Rishus for 10 minutes, and then I bring it into the Rishus Rabbim. So what? I never stop. So the Akira started then, and I dropped in the Rishus Rabbim. At that point, it's one long Maisa Shabbat, and in that duration, you had your Kinyan Gneva. We should say Kim Leid the Rabbin, as affecting Gemara. And for the Gemara, two pratim, either it's talking about where a guy lifted it and he stopped. So he did the Maisa Akbar, and the Hanacha was over, and then he went to Shazram, and then he made a new Akira with a new Hanacha and Shazram. So it's two separate Maisim, one pshat in the Gemara. And that doesn't say here in the Mechaba. It's a parallel, what's going on. Vaisayis, Mechaba passing like the other pshat in the Gemara. The other pshat in the Gemara says, Adkan, we say when Yezor Chetz B'Shus Rabim, we look at the whole Maisa, one long Maisa, and anything in between has a Petur Kim Leid Rabinei, is because you can't retract. Iboya Le'adure, you can't. It's too late. You can't get back the arrow. It's too late. So it's one long Maisa. But if you Maver Dal Rames, you're carrying it. At any point in time, you could stop. Any point in time, you could undo the Chilo Shabbos, so then we don't long get one long Maisa Shabbos, and when you do the Hanukkah, that's when it's Maisa Shabbos. But if you broke it on the way, or broke something else on the way, you'll be chayv. You won't have the Petur Kim Leid Rabinei. So after Rav Magid is the Rambam, the Vaisais we pass in like that second shot. It's very negay to the story I'm going to tell you. It's very negay. The Vaisais after Rav Magid, we pass in like the second shot. That the only time you have this from Akira to Hanukkah is if you can't stop the Maisa. But here where you could stop the Maisa, I lifted it, and I could stop right then, so then even though I continue now as Manich B'Shus Rabim, I'm still going to be chayef for my original Akira that I did, for the Gneva that I did. And
I could even say the Mechaber means like the first step, because the Mechaber says V'achakach Hetzio. The Mechaber could just say Hevi Yisham Shiyachid V'Hetzio Yishus Rabim. Why say V'achakach?
No. What I'm telling you is a goin. You look in the goin to come vav. V'loy kasev sha'omid lofish ben agbar la'atzak, mach kasev b'ksubis, mishum she'pazah kelish nabasah sham inam yehazum yiboy la'adura. And that's what the Rav Magid says as well. All right, so I hear. I'm saying with the mice, Rav Magid the goin. I hear the. I have to look in the Rambam to see if the Rambam gives that lashon pashas. He does. But the mice is we passing like that second shot. So Mamela, since at the Shasta Hanukkah, it was already too late. You already did the Akira beforehand. So maybe the Chayiv and Gneva before your Chayiv on the Issa Shabbos. Good? Let's go to the story. Let's try to take apart the story. Actually, I'll be marked them with a different story. Maisa Shohoye Kachoye. There was a Chiloini who, this is a Maisa in Eretz Yisrael. I saw it in a Sefer. He was driving on Shabbos, and while he was driving, he sideswiped your parked car. Reuven's parked car. Don't make it your car. Reuven's parked car, and he crashed the side of the car. He left a note. He left a note on your windshield that, you know, I was the one who did it, contact me, here's my phone number, whatever. So the Shaila came before the Rav, A, is there Kim Leibid Rabbanei, and B, Kishmak HaShaila, is since writing the note is also Nisa Shabbos, and the halacha is by when you write a note, when you do any Maisa Shabbos, it's also Loi, or anyone who's Nasa B'Shviloi La'olam, he wrote me the note, I might not even be able to read the note. I'm now allowed to read the note or benefit from the note. I'm now allowed to use this to as a right to know his name and phone number, because by reading the note, I'm being Nana from Maisa Shabbos.
He is amazing.
What do you mean? Okay, so that's what he says. Maybe he's a Tinek Shanishba, and he says maybe he didn't write the note for me, he wrote the note for himself because it's a crime to leave the scene of an accident without leaving a note. And then he said maybe that's considered being Nana from the Maisa. It's just a note, it's like a raya, it's a shtar. Well, he got out of that problem. But the fundamental shaila was,
it's not that he has to pay. It's not, I mean, you have a benefit that he's paying you, but you're benefiting him that he's not letting you be over a fighter.
Right. I'm over, and I'm when he's chayv for mazik.
Like, let's say he has to pay.
Good, he has a chiv, right? So I'm helping
he
him.
So he won't be over a gneva.
Mazik, whatever, yeah. Right, so, but
for
his benefit is also not good. Also, lawyer also. All right, so that was the shaila. So the poiska paskin, yes, you have a p'tur kimle b'derabim b'nei. Meila, let's go to the next step. So now the Chiloni never learned, he's not here tonight, so he doesn't know kimle b'derabim. So he's going to come, and he's going to come to pay you. Are you allowed to accept the money? Because he has a p'tur kimle b'derabim b'nei. So really, it's like this. There's a chiv lot tzitzidei. Many places come hold. Tzitzis hold that the chiv lot tzitzidei shemayim. Even when you have a p'turkim lebdam, they still have chiv lot tzitzidei shemayim. The Gemara has a mice in that Gemara in Sanhedrin. Nayim beizam and aleph that Rava they stole his sheep from his machteres, and they gave it back to him. And Rava refused to take it because he was chosh lechvaydei of Rav, that Rav holds that a ganav is koinit lagamri, and even more than what we say, we hold that when it's banned, you got to give it back. But Rava was chosh lechvaydei of Shita's Rav, that even when it's banned, it belongs to the ganav, but mainly he didn't take it. Fraktai says, what do you mean is a chiv latsis didei shemayim? So Rava should have taken it for that, he has a chiv. So Zaktai says, no, the ganav wasn't interested in chayv latsidan, the guy was only interested. If it's chayv bedin elam, he's paying. If it's not bedin elam, he's not paying. To Rava to accept it on the false pretense, Rav is going to accept it as if the Ganav thinks he's chayiv and he's really not, only chayiv in the Shemaim, the Rav is now allowed to accept it. That's Taisis.
As if the guy doesn't want to be Shemaim,
the guy?
He wouldn't be driving
Shabbos. This guy is not holding my chayiv latzidei shemayim. So don't chayiv din yodam. Now, there's another shayla. The shayla is on a chayiv latzidei shemayim, may allowed to be taifis. He allowed to make a tfisa on it. Maybe. That's a shayla. I let it be typhus. If you're not chayv b'din yoni, only chayv b'din shemayim, am I allowed to be typhus? Bam is b'din shemayim, you owe me the money. Am I allowed to be typhus that money or not? That's also a major shayla.
Why is it different than false pretenses?
On the false pretenses, if he's giving it to me, but if I'm typhus, I'm being done din l'nashay.
I'm saying if he gives it to me, so
on the Ashit is Mashal, the Ashit is Rashi, who holds that you're allowed to be toifis on the Chiv Latzidei Shemayim, and they all ask, what's going on here? Let Rava, when he takes it, Avadi can't take on the fourth person, but let him be toifis it for the Chiv Latzidei Shemayim. No, Tfisa, let me do Tfisa.
Yeah, tell him
to do Tfisa. Yes, I'll tell him to be toifis, I'm doing out Tfisa. Sorry? This Chash Lekadish Arab, that is Kimle Deramne, that even when it's Be'en, it belongs to the Ganef. Good, but there's still Chiv Latzidei Shemayim, because Kim Le'Damei is a Chiv Latzidei Shemayim. And if we hold like the Shitas HaRishayim, we hold that you're allowed to be Taifis Chiv Latzidei Shemayim, so let him be Taifis. I affect Allah Achreinim. It's $1 million Kasha. So from here, I think the two Mishpahs, that no, Vice Taifis, we pass the Taifis hold that there's no, you're not allowed to be Taifis from your Kasha. But the Ksai says, not as a chilek. Ksai says that, he quotes a mashal, then to how vite the Kimle Derabba Nehmi was. If it's a festa Kimle Derabba Minei, that means that he got the stronger punishment, he was killed, the Bezin gave him a psak that is chayv misa, then you're now allowed to be typhus. However, if it's only Ptur Kimle Derabba Nehmi out chiv shegigin, then you're allowed to be typhus. That's the chilek tzayis mix. Meli says like this. Over there, what's going on about Baba Makteris? So the tzayis, Baba Makteris is, we paskind already. Every second, you're allowed to kill him. Every second, he's a writer. Every second, we already paskind, you're allowed to kill him. So it's avdinin lei hachumra, so to speak. We already gave him that chiv misa. But meli, you're now allowed to do tfisa. That's why Rava didn't do tfisa. But in every case of shegigin, where you didn't, or Bismanen, there's no bezin anyway to paskin, so we never gave the psak to this chayv misa. Memela, you're allowed to do tfisa. Memela paskin this rav. The memela, you don't have to tell him, because even though it's false pretense, but then you'll do a b'teris tfisa, and now you're doing a b'teris tfisa. It's kishmak, and you're allowed to be tfisa because with loy of dinu leachurma, he didn't get the chametik misa. Memela, you're allowed to be tfisa. That's what he paskin.
You wouldn't be able to call him off and tell him that he has to pay.
I can call him up. Is that you left a note? I'm the one who damaged.
What's the wisdom going into his property?
Right, I'm allowed to be typhus.
Why not?
There's a nesivis. There's a nesivis who says not like that. The nesivis to answer
this kasha holds that even though when you were ready typhus, you're allowed to keep it, but lechabchila, you're not allowed to be typhus.
That since tfis is midin ovid inish dinil lenafshei, as if you did the din yourself, and if you are. As if you're the Bezin, and Bezin's now allowed to pass him because it's Kimle B'Damne, so you weren't supposed to do it as well. But that's only Lachikha. But the other, if you did do it, then you're allowed to keep it. But many argue with Nzivis, and they go with this Ksais, Ramela should come out, but you're allowed to be Tzivis. That was the Maisa Shahaya in that case. Now let's go back to our case. I know we're on overtime here, but let's go back to our case. I just want to finish with the Kishmaka case. Our case was the guy who swerved off the road, and he landed on the front lawn of the shul. So the Shaila is, is the Rav or is the Shul allowed to collect? Is allowed to collect from this teenager? So, what Maaseh Shabbos did he do? He did many, but let's go one by one. First Maaseh Shabbos he did is he went off Rishus Rabbim and landed in Rishus Hayachid.
So that's Maver, Mirshut HaRambam, Lishut HaYachid. However, for that, he was driving, so he moved it in order of the automobile from Mirshut HaRambam into Lishut HaYachid. One second, let's go one at a time. Let's go first, being Maver, Mirshut HaRambam, Lishut HaYachid. Okay, right. First, he's moving from Shusha Ram to Shusha Yaakov. He's moving from Shusha Ram to Shusha Yaakov. B'chiyai Gavno, when is the Maisa Shabbos complete? When his full car landed in the front lawn. Half the car, when you have the Chavitz in Shusha Yaakov, it's the Shabbos. You have to have the whole Chavitz landed. He went, at that time, he already went through the gate. Now, he went through the gate and then landed into the thing. Now, we paskin, Rabbi Magen, not much, but Magen is going paskin, that Kimmel Rabbi is only at the Shasta Hanukkah, but anything that happens in the middle, as long as you're able to stop in the middle.
Maybe he could have stopped
if he was a paskin, he doesn't have a drawer. But anything in the middle, I don't know, anything in the middle wouldn't have the patur. So for that, it might not be enough for Kimmel Rabbi. Elamai. Because it's true the Maaseh Shabbos started from Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYagad, but when was the Maaseh Shabbos Chal? When the whole vehicle landed Rishus HaYagad. That was already a split second after they went through the fence. He first went through the fence, then the back bender went through the fence, and then he landed.
But he said he did damage besides the fence.
Well, you mean on the front lawn? I mean, whatever, when they're in the vehicle, but it's, you know, the story. But till the last second that he landed, till then, it's going to be, okay, that's one.
It's not like running the shop, so therefore he'll be mukhi for the fence.
So you'll be mukhi for the fence. Elamai Havara, for pressing on the accelerator. Pashtis, when he was going through the fence, he was no longer pressing on the accelerator.
But he was pressing the brake.
Oh, so the accelerator of combustion, of ash, you can't pass him, you can't get him off that. Elamai is talking about the hand on the brake. And what's the problem with the brake? The brake is a brake light in the back. And the brake light could be aged because it's Bishul Matris. And that's not like it's a training, but Ramban, right? But that could be aged. And for that, you could pass him on Kim Le Dramanin, right? However, it's like this. When he pressed on the brake, what his Maisa was, he was pressing on the brake to stop the car. He certainly wasn't thinking that he's turning on the brake light on the back. That wasn't what's going on. No, it's a psik ratio. It's true. It's a psik ratio. The lights are going to go on. However, it's a psik ratio de lo nikale. Normally, when you press on the brake when you drive in the road, you need the brake light on so someone doesn't go rear end you. But this guy's not on the road anymore. This guy, it's a life with it. So like the cheetahs or the chtam, it's mutter, whatever. Elamai, we pass on case, it's also, but it's not going to be a chiv misa. It's not going to be a chiv misa because it's loygar from Malach Hashem Natsrich Lagufa that there's no chiv misa. I don't need the brake lights on. So you don't have the chiv misa of the brake lights. It's only a Malach Hashem Natsrich Lagufa. So the vow, we don't have an Issa Shabbos going kecher with this a moment so far, right?
On the property line.
Right.
So
the Shem's making the Rishus HaYakov, but he can't get the whole car through and land in the Rishus HaYakov till he's already way through the fence. Which camelot do you want? Is it Shusha Yaakov? No, he went through the front lawn. He went through the gate. There's a fence around the property. He went through the gate, the fence, onto the front lawn.
Was he ever under Shusha Rabbi Raisa?
Maybe he was never. Oh, see, we get down. Maybe he was never under Shusha Rabbi Raisa. Also, a way to get him out, maybe an economy, and maybe we hold Bishul Matkis. Perhaps we pass him Bishul Matkis is Aish, but maybe we make him into a suffix. But the vow, we don't really have an Issa Shabbos here. But the truth be told is that the only reason why you're parting for the brake lights is also Malach Hashem Natsrich Lagufa. There's a Machlekes Rashi and Tesim Bava Kamer Lamed Heo Med Aleph. We're Messiah over here. It's Geshmaka Machlekes. Rashi holds when the Einu Tzarech La'afrei, you do a Malacha, you made an H and the Einu Tzarech La'afrei. So Rashi holds that even though it's not a Malach Shabbos to be Chayiv, but Rashi holds it's just like Shegigin that you have a Ptur Kim Lamed Rabbeinu. Just like when you do a Maaseh Shabbos b'Shogeg, you also have a, you're not over Shabbos, you're not chiv misa, don't be a Shogeg, and nevertheless you have a Ptur Kim Ledam, because you're still doing a Maaseh Shabbos. So Krashi, who had the name Tzach Lasoi, you're doing a Maaseh Shabbos, even though there's no chiv misa, and you have a Ptur Kim Ledam. Taisus jumps on Rashi and says, "Now Tusha, when you're shaking Besim, the mice is a mice that's chayv misa, just you're shaking. Mashiach ain't talk like that. That's not the truth. Hamalacha that's mechayv misa. So the chayv should come out. Pasha should come out. Makoyket Rashi and Taisus by malacha she ain't a tzricha laguf. If you're gonna have the patur kimle b'derabim and ayana." So if here the reason why he doesn't have a Maisa Shabbos because the break guys is a Malacha Chain of Trichel Gufa, then Umi Machwek is Rashi and Taisus, he has a Ptur, Kimalay the Rabbinate. Late Rashi, even though it's Malacha Chain of Trichel Gufa, look how you're still going to have a Chiv, and you're still having Maisa Shabbos, which will allow you to invoke the principle of Kimalay the Rabbinate. Rashi and Late Taisus, not. So if you want to know if this guy is Chayv or not, could be, it's Machwek is Rashi and Taisus on the Malacha Chain of Trichel Gufa. Now, what happens if you have a suffic kimle b'derabimene? Do you have a b'chai gavna yipotanat? That's a machlekes achreinim. Some say it's a machlekes achreinim of a raya, and others say no. The chiv is a vadai, yizichu or mazik me, and you have a suffic poiter. You don't know if you have a p'tura kimle b'derabimene, so memeli yechayev. Others say for a different reason yechayev. Others say that hayoyis and every kimle b'derabimene you have a chiv lotzei de shemaim anyway. So Mameila, that's already enough to say that I'm allowed to take the money, because you don't have a Ptura of Muslim Kavir Lavarai, because Bezim Yechayv Lata Deish Shemayim anyway. And if I take the money, I'm not going to be the Ganef. So if you have a Sofik, they're learning that every time Muslim Kavir Lavarai is because if I give it to you, then you're a Sofik Ganef. But here, if I give you the money, if I give the Shul the money, the Shul's not going to be a Sofik Ganef, because they deserve the Mechach at least at the level of Lata Deish Shemayim. Mameila, they want to say that when you have a Sofik, you have to pay. That's a Shaila. But it's going to be going to the Shaila. However, we still have that other part of the other sort, that even if there is a Kimle D'Ramne, but since the guy is Chayv Lotzei De Yedei Shemayim, and you're allowed to do a Tfisa, because of Dinin Le'achurma, we don't pass him, the guy had no Asra anyway, and there's no Bezin to give him a Chiv Misa. So there's only Bedin Shegigin or Bedin Melachin Tzikul Lagufa, so there he has a Chayv Lotzei De Shemayim that you could make a Tfisa on, and a Yez you could make a Tfisa on, so the Shul doesn't have to say anything. They could, the teenager could pay, and then the Shul could take it as Chayv Lotzei De Shemayim, or better, out of Tfisa, and make a Tfisa on this guy's Chiv. Somehow that he's not even coming down, he's actually Chayv Bedin. But I feel him to tell me he's kimle b'derabimnei. I could get a tefisa. He has a chivat de shemayim, and I'll get him off a tefisa.
Could be
the meisim gavel v'rai.
Where you have that from?
And meisim gavel v'rai that maybe on bedini adam that he'll have a p'tur kimle b'derabimnei. That's true. I'll give you the meisim gavel v'rai, and you have the p'tur kimle b'derabimnei. But I'm still allowed to take it from you because you still have a chivat de shemayim, and I don't have to tell you because I could loitik face. I'm allowed to do this. In this type of Kimle D'Rabne, I'm allowed to do a Tfisa. My mayor don't have to tell you that I could take it. Then you have your story that you said at the beginning, that's dumb, I'm allowed to go to insurance. And if I go to insurance, I'm a chal, that's insurance wants to be makayv themselves, even ba'oif and Kimle D'Rabne, so I'm allowed to take it. Alright, a good tzavach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.